Well, hello there, and welcome to your online self-study course, Creative Arts Therapies and Addictions, A Mindful Approach. Now, this course has been created for self-help, but also for mental health professionals and for licensed creative arts therapists, more specifically. So this course is broken up into what I call lesson modules. And the first one is attachment and complicated grief in addiction. Then we have families and addiction, brain chemistry and attachment hunger, ingestive addictions on the brain, attachment styles and addiction, personality traits and prevention, a temperamental approach, change models and mindfulness in art therapy, and lastly, you will have your course review, evaluation, learning assessment, and your continuing education certificate. So, generally speaking, each lesson module will have a series of video lectures. Some will have only one. Some will have between two and three. Ideally, we're just trying to exhaust the topic. You'll also find a written description, which goes a little bit more in depth than the lectures. You will have, in most cases, a guided meditation and a joining art therapy intervention. In some cases, you might also find a handouts module. This would be to provide you with some educational tools to either go through these experientials yourself and then to more easily share it with other people that you may be working with. And so I just want to briefly touch upon, for the licensed creative arts therapists who may be taking this course for continuing education contact hours, this course is worth 10.75 continuing education contact hours. And in order to receive those hours, there's just three things that you have to do. And so the first is you need to complete all lesson modules. So there's a tracking system in this platform, which is called Teachable, that monitors if you've watched all the lectures to their completion. It can tell if you've skipped ahead or if you've just jumped. It also will tell me if you've opened all the lesson modules, so forth and so on. And this information triggers the ultimate distribution of your certificate of completion. So that's number one. Make sure you do all the lessons. And number two, you'll complete a course evaluation through SurveyMonkey, and this is the last module that you'll receive in this course. And then number three, you'll have to complete a graded learning assessment. And you have to answer at least 75% of the questions correctly. Once that score is inputted into the system, this triggers the release of your certificate by email. So it's only six questions, and it's really more of an open book exam. So for the last lesson module, I offer a review form, which basically outlines your learning objectives and the answers to them. So I highly recommend that you print that out and have that with you once you sit down to do the learning assessment. And just as a reminder, your objectives, your learning objectives for this course, if you are planning on receiving continuing education contact hours, consists of being able to identify two dysfunctional characteristics of a family system struggling with addiction, the ability to identify two traits that put a person at higher risk for addiction, the ability to identify two signs of an addictive relationship, identify one activating strategy for an anxious ambivalent attachment style, one deactivating strategy for an avoidant attachment style, and lastly, identify two stages of the trans-theoretical model for change. So again, I have created a review sheet that basically spells the answers for all of these out for you. I'd recommend printing it out when you do your learning assessment. You only have one chance at the learning assessment, but it's not hard. So definitely print out that review sheet. Additionally, this course is structured so that each lesson will drip every 7 days. So that means that you'll get a new lesson every 7 days. And the reason for that is that you have enough time to really go through the experientials and retain the information. And then once all the lessons have been dripped, you will have full access to all of them at any time for all time. So this is yours to keep and to have as a resource. The only last thing I would mention is that this is a self-study. And what qualifies it as a self-study is that you are reliant upon yourself to get through the material, and there's no live component where I am available to respond to questions in real time. However, you can leave comments, questions, or concerns on the discussion boards on any one of these lesson modules, and I will be alerted to that and respond to you in short order. And just as a reminder about self-studies, a self-study course can only equal 1/3 of the required contact hours for your license renewal. So for example, if your license renews in 3 years, that means you require the full 36 continuing education contact hours, and 1/3 of that would be 12 hours of self-study, right? So a maximum of 12 hours can be self-study. The rest would have to be live events. And creativeartstherapiesonline.com does provide live events. We have a calendar of about at least one a month, starting in February of 2017, and I will be sending out reminders for those. And I'll also be sending out reminders on all of our new live and self-study course launches throughout the year. So you want to keep an eye out for our newsletter. And that said, we're off. If you have any questions or concerns or issues come up with the course, you can always contact me through creativeartstherapiesonline.com. And my email is there in your course description, but you can reach me at Brianna@creativeartstherapiesonline.com. Or you can also reach me by phone at 646-600-5830. I can't wait to hear your feedback. I hope you enjoyed taking this course as much as I enjoyed building it.